You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney, in for Hana Baba. Usually the conversation about Bay Area development centers around San Francisco and Oakland, the big cities. But there's lots of construction happening in smaller areas too, like Alameda. A real estate company recently proposed a big development plan for the island. Here with more is KALW's East Oakland reporter, Janae Darden. Hi, Janae.
Hey, Ben.
So what is this big plan people are buzzing about in Alameda?
All right. So right along Shoreline Drive, right across from Alameda's Beach, is the South Shore Shopping Center.
All right.
It's about 46 acres. Jamestown, the real estate company that owns the land, wants to change it to a mixed-use property by adding over 1,200 multifamily residential units. And there'll be some retail spaces, restaurants, and park area, too.
Well, that sounds pretty good in a vacuum, but what's got to go in order to make that happen?
Well, Ben, you know, so many of the stores are already gone at the South Shore Shopping Center. And as we know, a lot of malls, they're on life support.
That's true.
And South Shore lost Radio Shack, Payless, Charmy Charlie, and other retail businesses. Jamestown says they're working with some of the existing stores and restaurants on the future and on relocation. Safeway and Trader Joe's are doing well because, you know, people have to eat.
Sure.
But some of the other stores that are left are struggling to stay open. And one store that just announced they're going out of business is the Alameda Beauty Center. And this is a family-run business that's been at the mall since 1985.
Oh.
I actually go there to get my nail polish.
Okay.
But I spoke with the owner. His name is Peter Shimoni, and he's 60 years old.
Yeah, it's just stuff. And it's like forced retirement, I feel like. I didn't think I was going to be at this stage in my life and have to, do this and not know about the future for myself. It, it's very challenging. You know, with big box stores, the internet, and then Ulta opened up 2013, and that was really difficult.
So Ulta is a major beauty store. It's like Sephora.
Yep, I got a daughter.
Yeah, okay. Well, for those who don't know. But Peter will still run a smaller beauty store in Sonoma.
What kind of timeline are we looking at here for this project?
Yes, this will not be overnight. It's going to take years. And the project is supposed to be completed in phases. So the first two phases, it should be done by like 2027. And the other phases are dependent on if like big stores such as Ross or Office Depot, Kohl's, if they're still open after the first phases.
Oh, uh-huh.
Plus, it's going to take a few years for their proposed plan to go through an environmental review by the city.
That's interesting that they're wondering if these large stores are still going to be there because they're kind of projecting the future of retail here as well.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
So this is on Alameda, and this is the island that's just off of Oakland. Now, you live there, Janae. Tell us a little bit more of the insider perspective you got on it.
Okay, so it's small, right? It's about 6 miles long, 1 mile wide, 78,000 people, which is one-fifth of Oakland's population.
Mm.
Very charming, good school system. Many of the residents there are middle, upper class, low crime. Everything you need is there. You don't have to leave the island. And there's a lot of community pride. And one thing, the island is 25 miles per hour speed limit. And so people in Alameda are very serious, but do not go over 25 miles an hour. They're very serious about it.
Well, so I know that in small towns, there's always a lot of talk, a lot of gossip, a lot of discussion.
Mm-hmm.
So what are residents saying about this new project idea?
Yeah, I was even just walking around in the last few weeks just hearing people talking about it. But I went to an event that Jamestown hosted for people from the community to ask questions and learn more about the proposal. Residents asked about affordable housing, of course. Jamestown says about 15% of the units will be designated affordable for people with low to moderate income. Many asked about building housing so close to the ocean because of the rising sea levels.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, and it's right along the beach. Plus, the mall was built on landfill. But Jamestown says they're going to research to make sure it'll be safe for earthquakes and higher sea levels.
Yeah, well, they should.
Yeah, and people are saying, you know, the solution to housing shortages is to build more housing. And some people feel like the developers are just going to come, change everything, leave, make a mess while residents try to figure out what to do.
Make some money.
Yeah, make some money, definitely. Longtime residents are concerned Alameda is going to lose its small town feel, you know, with this project and other projects. But it seems no matter people's opinion, there's one big question on everyone's mind, Ben.
Is that right? What?
Traffic.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah. Well, more people, more cars.
That's right. And so I've noticed even living there the last several years, an increase in traffic. And so you have to drive through Alameda to get to South Shore Shopping Center. It's not like it's right off the freeway. But Jamestown claims traffic may be reduced in that area because less people will be there to shop. But we're still talking about over 1,000 units, which means more people living there. Alan Saxton is a man I talked to. He's lived in Alameda for 56 years, and he he has mixed feelings. He's concerned about traffic during the years of construction.
We need the homes, but we need to deal with the problems that will cause at the same time, rather than dealing with the problems later after people's lives are miserable.
You say you feel like people will be miserable. Can you explain what you meant by that?
Just the traffic, parking. A lot of it does revolve around our beloved cars.
You've lived here much of your life, and so it'll look like a different place.
That's okay. Things change. When today's kids are my age, it'll be different still. It's just the way things are.
Do you think this project, Janae, points to other changes that are happening in Alameda as well?
Absolutely. You know, development is not just happening at South Shore Shopping Center. There's been talks about building a BART station on the west end of Alameda, which is near the tube that leads into downtown Oakland. Last year, developers started on a $1 billion project to build 800 housing units and some commercial buildings on the Old Navy base. A few hotels are being built in the city, too. So there's a lot going on, a lot of building.
This is a changing place, just like the Bay Area. Mm-hmm. So speaking of that, you are the East Oakland reporter for KALW. How would the proposed South Shore development affect East Oakland, which is right across the water?
Well, it could possibly add to traffic congestion because drivers have to drive off the island into Oakland to get to the freeway or to get to BART, which is how I get to work, especially during commute time, and it can be congested. I met a lot of people from Oakland there when I was just, you know, working on this piece. And I met a number of Alameda residents who had no clue about this proposed development.
No kidding.
Yeah.
It's going to be so impactful in their lives.
Right.
They don't even know.
Right. So if people want to learn more, they have questions. Jamestown is having office hours on Thursday, September 5th.
That's this Thursday.
Yeah. This Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. in Suite 280 at South Shore Center, right across from one of my favorite places, See's Candy.
Okay. Mine too. All right. Well, if you want to see that information in print, you could go to KALW.org for more information. Thank you, Janae.
Thank you.
Janae Darden is KALW's East Oakland reporter. You can reach her at janae@kalw.org.